A lot of the couples I counsel these days, when I listen to them, you cannot just go in guns blazing. Listen to them, and then almost a common theme is they will have that kind of look of resignation, like, oh, Sifu, you tell me, what can I do? Really lost. I don't know what to do. I tried everything. You try everything? Yeah, we try everything already. So, what do you try? We scold them. We scold. We scold. We scold. Oh, then what else besides scolding? Sometimes they just we scold them very jialat, no. Then anything else? They don't listen. What? We give up. I think give up. Recently, there was one. Will have corporal punishment. But that's like going from one extreme to the other extreme. From no punishment to that one time the father helped the child and then slap, 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 slap. Please, for the records, I don't endorse this kind of corporal punishment. That is not corporal punishment. That's venting your frustration. Disciplining your child is different from just venting your frustration at the child. If you take your child and just slap like this, it's like you're picking on someone. You're picking a fight. Imagine if it's your colleague, can you just take your colleague and slap like that? You can't. Right? So your child, because your child is smaller, so you do this. This is not discipline. Yeah. So a lot of people tend to lump discipline, physical discipline, corporal punishment as one whole lump. And because this form is wrong, so no corporal punishment. That is wrong. Yeah, that's wrong. That's like saying, oh, because someone drink and drive, killed someone, so nobody can drive. No, there's nothing wrong with driving. You need to learn how to drive properly. You need to learn to drive responsibly. Corporal punishment done properly for kids at a certain age can get them to at least very quickly know that there are consequences. Ultimately, it's not to punish them by inflicting harm. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's to get them to feel a little bit of pain and correlate the pain with their wrong action. Because you think about it, when they shout at their parents, there are no immediate harm. But we, as adults, we know that there are future harm. By caning them, caning properly, not whopping, 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 hold the child, king, 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 like that, that's not discipline also. That's also venting frustration. Why you don't listen to me? That's not discipline. Disciplining is letting them feel a bit of pain so that they associate their wrong behavior with the pain. You are bringing forward a bit of the pain, future harm, so that they can feel it now. The aim is not to harm them. If you want to harm them, don't use your hand, don't use your cane. Take a hammer, just, For records, I don't encourage that. But you know what I mean? If your aim is to hurt the child, just take the child and bash against the wall. But we don't do that. Why? Because the aim is not to harm the child. Yeah. That's not the aim. But many parents, then as a result, they just don't do anything. Yeah. So a common reply is, they didn't even think that there should be consequences. Yeah. So, what to do?